couple of minutes more than usual today. There's something very, very important. It's in Shar Shlishi. It appears in Ois Reish Chof Tes. And I've taught it to my Talmida, and it's something that always remains in Yeshiva's foggy. Unfortunately, these words of Rabbeinu Yoina are not on the curriculum. And I mean that this whole area remains foggy. A chelak ha-chamishi of inappropriate species is nivlus ha-peh, nivl peh. He's very specific about what he means by nivl peh. Omra v'seno kolom enabel es piv, afilu nigzor lov din shol shivim shono v'toivo. A person that speaks of life's most intimate things and inappropriately. So Chazal tell us that even if Ben Hashemayim, he was destined to have 70 good years in this world, nepach alav l'ro. That for this reason, this is enough reason that Ben Hashemayim, that they'll change the Gzar Din from Toyu l'ro. For Omer Yeshaya, we find the Novi in Yeshaya writes, okay, now Bachura will Yismach Hashem, the Rabbeinu Shalom is not happy with his young people, because he's Yisoyim HaBes HaMonoisu lo Yirachem, and he will not have pity on the Yisoyim and the Amonos, and he says, because of three Chato. Kulo Chonei, they justify Roshon, Umeira, they speak Noshon Hara, V'chopet Doiver Nebom, and they're guilty of Nebom. The Cholzois lo shov apoy, the Rabbeinu Shalom does not rescinded his anger, vol yodor etuya, and he stands ready, in fact, to inflict further einish. And he tells us why, very interestingly. It's different, the Ramchal has a different take in the section on the Kiyos on this, but Rabbeinu Yona tells us, ki oza v'haniach avusha v'atznias. When the Yisoydus of Klal Yisrael, tznias, privacy. Things that are private, they're nothing inappropriate about them, they're just private affairs. So they shouldn't be talked about publicly. And Busha is a sense of modesty. Chazal tell us that the descendants of Avram Avinu are by Shonim, Rachmonim, Megom, Lechasodim. The sense of modesty is a defining characteristic of Klal Yisrael. And a person that trashes the sense of modesty, so he stepped outside the appropriate bounds of Klal Yisrael. Tznius and modesty, privacy and modesty, are defining aspects of the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. V'holach al shvili azus upon, and he's acted in a manner which is arrogant, to take life's most private things and bendy them about in public. Shemidas hanudvolim aron, this is the mida of those that act very inappropriately. V'hashenis, and besides the fact that he's gone away from Busha, from modesty, kichila is kodesh Yisro. And he's violated what's kodesh in Klal Yisro. Our relationships, intimate relationships are kodesh, and he's violated that. Shenemar v'amurak amchochom v'novon agaya godul azeh. That he has gone away from a person that acts with seichel. Shekula yofa afnoi. So this is his take on doiver nevol. So nivol peh, according to the definition of Rabbeinu Yona, is to talk about life's intimate matters in an inappropriate fashion. That's nivol peh. Then he goes on to another aspect which is usually confused with nivul peh in the common parlance. But Rabbeinu Yona teaches us that they two are tied together. For Omer Rabbeinu Yona, furthermore, a person should not speak inappropriately, even if it's not nivul peh. He has a very, very interesting take on the Gemara Pesachim. The Gemara says that in the time of Noah, so the Rabbeinu Shalom called for the animals to be brought to the table. So the behemoth Tahiris and Pasha the behemoth Tameis. But in the Torah we find the behemoth Asharinena Tahirim, and a behemoth Asharinena Tahirim. So why does it use that term? And yet it's common for us to call these the behemoth Tameis. So he tells us, Kiba Esa Yosef behemoth Tameim Uteris Bachim. There was no restriction on anyone from eating the behemoth tameis. before Matan Torah. Ach lo hoisa tohera the korban, its only deficiency was that you couldn't bring a korban from it. Al kei nechshav loshen meguna, therefore is considered inappropriate speech. If this is for universal use by people to eat from it, and one degrades it by calling it tummy, so that's is yotzi davar meguna. That's already a davar meguna. A person has to be careful not to speak inappropriately. To speak in a degrading fashion about what a person, the food that we're going to eat, that's already Rabbeinu Yonah says that's a dofen begun. Then Rabbeinu Yonah tells us it's chiddush. Gam ki v'yenu hanachosu loshen meguna, that if a person, if a person allows himself to speak in an inappropriate fashion with a dofer maguna, who come this will lead him laharchiv dvorov laharchiv bamorov. He'll become a person that bandies about, is free willing with speech, because he's not careful to weigh his words. Vizekam of godir lihizor meniv l'sapeh. When we train ourselves to be disciplined about speech, then inevitably we will certainly be careful about nivul peh. Because words don't just fly out of our mouth. There's supposed to be in the human personality a filter, the psychologists tell us, in between the brain and the mouth. But it doesn't always work. The person that teaches himself to be disciplined, that he can't even say an inappropriate word about the food that he eats, so he's reinforced that filter, and if something does fly into his head that's inappropriate, it's going to stay there, it's not going to come out. And a person that's careful to always speak appropriately is less likely to speak Lashon Hara and less likely to be negative about people. As Chazal tell us, the Torah doesn't even want to talk about something degrading about a behemoth man. For Amr Rabbi Seinu, ki echad min akayinim Amr, the Gemara also in Pesachim, with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He agiya al chelki milechem upon him. He said, I got such a tiny piece, there were so many kayinim the week that I showed up in the Beis HaMikdash, that I got a piece, kishir znav al to, like the tail of a lizard. A tiny little, you know, you can barely, I need a microscope to see it. But the moshel that he gave was the tail of a lizard from a Dvar Tomei. That's inappropriate to refer to kochim in terms of a dvar tomei. Ubotku achro, umotze boshem et psul, the zichos was not clear. Klal Yisrael is nizer in speech. Then he goes and tells us one more thing. Od omu rabba sayinu, chayav odom, so we have nivul peh, dvar megunim, and then there's something else, a third thing. Od omu rabba sayinu, chayav odom, livcho b'dvar v'lashon kovit, that a person should speak in the most dignified fashion possible. And to forsake speaking in anything but the most dignified fashion. Gam ki enenu meguna, even if it's nothing which is inappropriate. Vein b'divrei Torah, vein b'sichas iskei olam, whether he's talking in matters of Torah, whether he's talking in human affairs, material affairs of this world. A person should be as concise as possible, nevertheless. Then he tells us, V'inyan loshen kovet, who derech adibur v'asicha asher dorchu v'onekiy adas medabrei tzachos. Those that were nekiy adas, meaning that they were extremely refined people, and therefore their speech reflected that refinement. They weighed carefully what's considered David called covered and what lacks in covered. And finally, the final part is Kesev Nivchar, chosen silver, is Lashon Tzadik, the speech of a Tzadik. Rav Palm, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was appalled with the use of the word stupid. And from his refined perspective, it had no place. If not a davar meguna, but Lashon Kovod, it certainly wasn't. So Rabbi Yoina articulates for us three aspects of speech. And I said these are usually confused. They're bandied about all under the heading Nivul Peh, and it becomes, we don't understand them appropriately. There's Nivul Peh to speak about life's intimate matters in an inappropriate fashion. There's Dover Maguna, is to degrade things which are useful and serve a function in this world. And then finally, there's Derech Kavod, to speak in the most dignified fashion possible. I mean, the Yoda ties all of these concepts together. The more careful we are in our speech, that it should be refined with Derech Kavod, then certainly we will be meticulous not to speak Lashon Hara, not to speak Nivul Peh, not to degrade people. So it's an entire discipline that the Torah expects of us in this area. Very, very, one of the most important pages in the Shari Tshuva. I'll put your other side.